Okay. Welcome to the Bethel Township, Miami County Board of Zoning Appeals. This is Thursday, June 25th, 2026, at 6:30 p.m. Call to order time is 06:34. Go ahead and do the roll call. Ms. Hughes?
Here.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Here.
Mr. Leskowich?
Here.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Here.
Mr. Stouter? Absent. Mr. Mannheim? Absent. Mr. Statesman?
Here.
And my name is Kathy Fortunato. I'm the zoning secretary. And I'm here. Okay. At this time, we'll do the board and township staff introductions. If you want to just say your name and what street you live on.
Donnie Hughes, Mann Road.
Michael Statesman, Bell Fountain Road.
Jim Leskowich, Ross Road.
Rachel Kiplinger, 571.
Nikki O'Quinn, Ross Road.
And I'm Kathy.
Say the right one.
I'm Kathy Fortunato, and I live on US 40. All right. New business. First, we'll go over the review of the BZA procedures. Ms. O'Quinn?
All right. All right. I call to order this meeting on June 25th at 6:35. This body is a Common Pleas Court. All legal notices for cases being heard tonight were advertised on the township website and social media pages and sent to relevant residents. Testimony on these cases is sworn and can be used in court proceedings. The chairperson will call for testimony describing the case, supporting the case, against the case, in turn. All testimony must be directed to the board and may not be directed to the applicant or any other audience member. Unless tabled, an approval of the case will allow the variance or conditional use to take effect within 10 days. Ohio Revised Code Section 519.14 grants this body the responsibility to authorize, upon appeal in specific cases, such variance from the terms of the zoning resolution as will not be contrary to the public interest, where, owing to special conditions, a literal enforcement of the resolution will result in unnecessary hardship, and so that the spirit of the resolution shall be observed and substantial justice done. The meeting will be conducted as follows. Staff, Kathy will read each case for this meeting one at a time. The applicant or representative thereof will be asked to come to the podium, state their name and address, and be sworn in. The applicant can add comments or information to their request. Board members will ask the applicant and or staff questions regarding the case if they have it. Comments will be opened to those in support of the case. Each speaker will be asked to come to the podium, state their name and address, and be sworn in. Comments will be opened to those in opposition of the case. Each speaker will be asked to come to the podium, state their name and address, and be sworn in. Finally, the discussion for both public comments and applicant comments will be closed. The board will deliberate and present the motion for the case, and a vote will be taken. Staff will discuss the next step once the outcome of the case has resulted in approval, denial, or otherwise. The next case will be presented in the same fashion until all cases have been completed for the meeting. Minutes for the previous meeting will be reviewed and approved or corrected at the end of the meeting. That's the end of it. Yep. Okay. And just for anybody who's going to stand up and speak, the oath for swearing in is up on the podium, and we'll have you read it and swear in.
I'm just looking at that screen. Is that in a good place for anybody? Can you mostly see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. Our first case is BZA case V-03-26, a request from KFDR LLC for a lot size variance of 1/2 acre after splitting it off from a 15.283 acre parcel zoned A2. The parcel address is 6445 U.S. 40, Tipp City, Ohio. Per Bethel Township Zoning Resolution, Article 5, Section 5.05, the minimum lot area is 1 acre for a sewer system. A second variance is being requested for a 100-foot road frontage. Per Bethel Township Resolution, Article 5, Section 505, the minimum lot frontage is 200 feet contiguous. A third variance is being requested for a 16-foot side setback. Per Bethel Township Zoning Resolution, Article 5, Section 5.05, the minimum side yard setback is 20 feet. The lot split is contingent upon approval of all three variances. This is Miami County Parcel ID number A01-046200. The applicant is KFDR LLC, and it was made by Stephen Landis. The property address, 6445 U.S. 40. It is currently zoned A2 Agricultural District. The location, it is the 8th parcel west of North 5th Street on the north side of U.S. 40. The existing use for this parcel is agricultural and residential. In the Bethel Land Use Plan, it is rural residential. Surrounding land use to the north is A2 General Agricultural District and R1 AAA Residence District. To the south is A2 General Agricultural District. To the east is R1 AAA Residential District. And to the west is A2 General Agricultural District. The requested road frontage is 100 feet. The exhibits will see special information. The Miami County Planning Commission unanimously recommended approval of the rezoning on May 19th. The Bethel Township Zoning Commission unanimously recommended approval of the rezoning if the variances are granted here tonight. And the Bethel Township Trustees unanimously recommended approval of rezoning if variances are granted tonight. Prior zoning cases on this property on June 14th, 2018, a zoning certificate for a sign was granted. And then we'll go to the exhibits. Exhibit A, this is the property with the black dot there on the zoning map. And then this is the aerial map from the county auditor's site. And then this is oriented in a different direction, but you can see the blue and red is the half acre parcel, and that's US 40 on the right side of the picture there, running up and down. And that's a drawing of the half acre parcel with the house on it that has been recommended to rezone if the variances are granted tonight. And then we have the application. Well, yeah, that's the application next to it. And that is the end of the staff report.
Awesome. All right. First person up is the applicant or a representative. Would you like to come to the podium, swear in, and add anything you'd like?
Sure. Yeah, I'm John Hamburg. I live on 5165 Winter Hill Court. I'm going to sue the oath. I, John Hamburg, do swear that the testimony I give in this case now in hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Great. Would you like to add anything, explain anything, or?
I guess, no, I mean, the purpose of the rezoning is we're going through corporate restructuring. And it was advised by our lawyers to get rental properties off of our main property at the farm. So that's what spurred this. And I think Steve explained it pretty well in the statement about, you know, it does fit the existing lots there. There's really no plans to sell it off or do anything like that. We're still going to maintain ownership of it. So it's mainly for lawyers.
So, yeah, it is a rental.
That's right.
Okay.
And it's currently occupied?
That's right. We just had people move in.
All right.
I have a question. On the other side, going east, where the house is, then there
yes.
was that like log cap. Now that blue line designates their property.
Yeah, their property is right here.
Okay.
The purchase they made. I'm not sure how long ago they bought it, but we own this right here, and this is a different parcel, but they purchased this lot here. And so what we want to do is keep this is going to move to a separate LLC than this right here, just for liability with renters.
And you're part of the LLC?
That's right.
Any more questions for Mr. Hamburg?
You're not cutting off field access or anything by cutting that little chunk out, are you? To be able to get into that field?
No, we access the field from the north.
Okay.
From
okay.
the farm, so yeah, we don't go in that way. Okay. I think it's mainly just the drive for the house. Yes.
Yeah, is the sign is on that property that you want restructured, correct?
The zoning sign?
The sign for delicate meat or whatever that is.
You've gotten it. It said that there was a.
It might be down
sign.
Here.
It's,
it might be that black bit.
Is
there.
That sign? That's the sign that's farther down.
That will still stay on that property.
That's right. Yeah.
Any more questions for Mr. Huber? All right, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we will open the floor for comments in support of the case. If anybody would like to come to the podium and speak in support of this case. All right, that said, nobody came forward. We have, we'll open the floor for comments to those in opposition of this case. If they would like to come to the podium and speak in opposition. No opposition. All right, so public comments are now closed. The board will deliberate and present the motion. This one's a legacy zoning.
Yeah, that's the original one. I'm going to go with that. It's for the fact that it's legacy, it matches the other homes
right.
in the area. I would like to have a few acre to make it conform with what we say now, but that's...
It would impinge on the farm ground.
Right, and the fact is it does have water, does have sewage, you don't have to worry about the allowance for that on the... On
septic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
a well.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Any more discussion?
Alrighty.
Discussion will be closed. Make a motion to accept.
I make a motion.
Is all of the variances, the three variances requested?
I make a case D0226. I motion to approve.
I'll second.
Call the vote. Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Mr. Leskowitz?
Yes.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Mr. Statesman?
Yes.
Okay. Variance case V-02-26 is approved, 5-0.
Do we have any minutes to approve?
We have minutes from April. It's the back two pages from April 23rd.
So do we need to make a note that first case, United Rentals, was pooled? It was not? It's because it's on here.
Where did I put that? Where is it, Rachel?
It's in the notes here under the...
Oh. Yes. I need to add, this case was withdrawn.
Also, can we clarify whether or not, I just noticed the case that we just approved, is it V02-26 or V03-26? Because it's listed in two different ways in there. Mm-hmm.
What the application, whatever is on the application. Oh no, that's the... That's the zoning.
It's DA2.
That's the zoning application.
Just as long as it's consistent.
Right.
Do that.
Okay, the first page needs to be changed to 03 then. To be consistent. Because you have 03 and 02.
This one
has
to be.
Okay. I think it's 02.
Yeah, I say we...
But
I'm saying we got. Oh, that's continuing use.
So.
Let's see. You'll see that's the same number.
3.6. A minute. Yeah.
I will recheck that, but I'll make sure. I'm pretty sure. It's VO2. That this one is VO2.
Because this number is the same, it's in the notes, is the same as the one that's listed on the thing.
So, yeah.
Just for consistency's
sake.
Good
catch.
VO2.
Yes. Okay. Very good.
That's okay. I just want to make sure we get it right.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have a question on 0326 Victor and Margaret Parker. Yeah, we did love it, but there's been a...
Yeah, it says I moved to approve that case and then I voted no, so I don't think that didn't happen.
Okay, that was... And I wasn't sure. I had to do it from the voices.
Okay.
And I thought, I knew it was...
It was Zach.
You were Zach.
Zach.
Okay.
I voted.
Okay, so.
Yeah, you voted no, you voted no, and I voted yes, and Zach voted yes.
I have to fix the V case number.
Yeah, because that's the same one.
Add the withdrawn on the CU case.
Okay.
And change the second from Leskowitz to Stout.
What was the final? We said that, but there was something changed, wasn't there? Jim?
The final, was my understanding is that it was approved.
So, who approved it? Josh?
I think so, I don't know.
Josh, I think Josh did some manipulating that would satisfy all of us.
I think so.
He gave him a zoning certificate. I don't remember.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I did go see that house, and the house is not facing the other road, not the driveway. That was my fault. I didn't go see it.
Okay. Is that it?
I think so.
You're doing much better than me, baby.
I did a little less. Okay.
So, whatever we need to do.
So, do you want me to just bring them back next time and not vote on them this time, since there were several?
All right. That
or they can. I mean, I'm not going to vote it. Or they can vote on it with those changes that were discussed.
With changes if they're comfortable doing it.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve with the more mentioned changes.
I second it.
Okay.
With the changes.
With the changes, sir.
Vote, Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
Mr. Leskowich?
Yes.
Mr. Stouter is absent. And Mr. Statesman?
Yes.
Okay.
Any more business?
Volunteers needed. Anybody
or we
would
appoint.
Like to join the fun?
Or we get to appoint you.
Or.
Volunteer for what?
Make a motion
right,
to
for no further
for
business.
Volunteers for the Zoning Commission and the Zoning Appeals Board.
Oh.
People would like to be on one of those.
Volunteer for the fun.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's fun, yeah.
Do you lose your voice if you're a member of the board?
Right. Pardon?
Do you lose your voice that you would move up and be in opposition or in favor if you're on the...
If you don't agree, you say no. If you agree, you say yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're on the, if you're representing, like, do you don't need that to say, or do you still need that to say?
So, like, if you are affected by
the case
before you, you would need to
recuse
yourself.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Because Rachel and I did that.
All right.
It is very illuminating what all the township does, the trustees does, the fire department do, the zoning commission, the BZA. I was very ignorant of what all the levels of work that they did and how hard they work and how they stretch the money to, you know, where they get the money from. I'm not as critical as I was before.
All right, if there's no further business, I move that we adjourn.
I first it.
Nikki first did it, right? Was that you?
I said make the move. She seconded it.
Okay, I seconded it.
Okay.
Mike didn't get to speak.
We'll take the vote for adjournment. Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
Mr. Kiplinger? Or
Mrs.
Kiplinger?
Yes.
Mr. Leskowich?
Yes.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
And Mr. Statesman?
Yes.
All right. The meeting is adjourned at 6:55 p.m.
Adjourned.
6:55 p.m.? Mm-hmm.
I will warn you, not all of them is this fast.
And if there's no volunteers, look under your, one of you has under your chair.